Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
All right, here we are, guys, our last break of the day on this Thursday. And Steve is in Africa, in the motherland.
Africa.
And, you know, he said, he promised he'd go and, you know, see our folks over there, Carla, yours in Ghana, mine in the Central African Republic.
You know, yeah. Black people always like
right next to Cameroon.
You know where they from.
Well, I won't get there this trip because it's, you know, I mean, man, you can fly. You can fly on this continent 8 hours and you ain't gonna cross it.
What?
Really?
Oh,
it's
big.
Big.
Africa
big.
Is so big.
It's that big.
Eight wow. Africa is way. You could put a few continents in Africa.
Is yeah. What I'm saying. Yeah.
Yo, it's that massive, man. And it, you know, like I said earlier, I believe it's 2,200 different languages in Africa. But it's not what people think. You know, is there poverty here? Yes. But that's what they tell you about. But a lot of big businesses are trying to keep it under wraps because this is really becoming more and more an emerging frontier, an emerging economy. Mm-hmm. And the Africans there are very, very well equipped. Like, for example, I'm doing Family Feud, and I got to tell you, the set designers and the grips and the people who build the sets over here, equal to what's happening in the United States. It's just the opportunity is different.
Uh-huh.
The dollar is different.
Yeah, the dollar. Mm-hmm.
And because of so many languages and 50 some countries within the continent, you know, that breaks it up. You know, if Africa was just one place, you know, where TV stations could coexist with one another, it would be different. And it would be a massive powerhouse. And I think there's a move to get that done. But then, even then, you're dealing with language because you have some African countries that are French-speaking.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You know? And so, you know, it's just a lot, but it is so beautiful, man. I just want everybody, but especially African-Americans, you got to come see this before you leave this world, if you can. Put it on your bucket list of things to do. you have got to come here and see home. It will change you forever. It will change you forever. Welcome. But in the meantime, we have to deal with what's happening at home for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know what, guys? I mean, we're just exhausted from it.
Yes,
yeah, we are.
I mean, you know,
we
look, really I'm still a fighting age at 64. Mm-hmm. But man, oh man, oh man, this has been my entire life. I've been faced with these major disappointments. And the first disappointment I saw was my mother crying when I came home from school and she was ironing and they had killed President Kennedy. And I didn't understand why my mother was crying because President Kennedy had gotten killed. I heard her and my father talking about he was trying to help black people. And I went, damn, okay, so cool. Then a few years later, the biggest event of my life, Martin Luther King got killed. Our teacher made us watch the funeral on TV. She bought a black and white TV, plugged it up, and we watched the funeral on TV. Mm-hmm. She made us watch it. That was a life-changing event for me. And after that, it's been one after the other after the other. It's never been a year. It's never been a six-month span. Now, before social media came along, it was just stuff I was seeing in my neighborhood, hearing about from family reunions and what was happening in D.C. and Detroit and West Virginia or what racism was. And then I was just living it, 60s, 70s. I just seen it. 80s, 90s. I've been just watching it. 2000, then social media came along. And then we figured it might change because now America could take a look at themselves and what's happening. But until the pandemic hit and everybody was sitting at home watching this man's knee on this black man's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, then
9:29 now. Yeah.
Then we realized, wow. And then the Black Lives Matter movement caught some steam because it was a lot of non-blacks involved in it. Right. And that's what it really takes to solve this problem. Because it's not going to be just black people. We've been sick of it. Mm-hmm. From the first boat ride, we were done with this.
Yes,
we've
sir.
Been sick of this forever.
Yep.
And stop asking us and expecting us to be patient. We're done. What do you want us to wait for? You want to wait for who else got to get killed? How many more of us got to die on top of the hundreds of thousands that have gone on? And we out of patience with this mess. We done.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how many thousands of incidents we haven't seen nor know about.
Oh, brother, yeah. Way more than social right, media yeah. showing.
Right,
this used to happen right. repeatedly yeah. all the time. Mm-hmm. They had vigilante groups that was doing stuff, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Klan was just going rocking and burning people's houses out, lynching, tarring and feathering, castrating black men. Klan been doing their thing, man. But now when you catch the Klan member in a blue uniform, and you catch him on tape, and he still get away with it. Like y'all just told me, the dude that killed, that shot the man
Jacob
in the back
Blake
and paralyzed, he back
in
at work.
In Wisconsin.
Oh, he's back at work.
Yeah, the police officer.
He, what?
Back on the force.
Mm-hmm.
You back go down there and shoot a white person in the back and see what day you make it back to work.
Ooh. Yeah.
So, y'all, we're done. We're done. So let somebody else walk. We're done. And I'm not going to be able to stop it. Don't call me and ask me. Do not ask me to raise my voice. I'm not. Because they tired, we tired, and enough is enough. And
amen
something to has to be done.
Amen.
And maybe this administration will pass some laws.
Let's start with the governor in Georgia and in Texas. Let's start with them too.
And still vote.
That's right.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.